This is The Sweet Spot, a show about the week's biggest sports stories in Arizona. I'm Harris Hicks. The Hurley family has been the talk of the college basketball world lately, with Bobby getting a contract extension at ASU and Dan, of course, winning the national championship at UConn. Throughout March Madness, the two brothers and their father, Bob, reflected on their lifelong journey with basketball. Sam Eddy has more.
Bobby and Dan Hurley grew up in Jersey City with a dad named Bob, who went on to become a Hall of Fame high school basketball coach. The two sons were raised around the game and developed a competitive spirit at such a young age. Here's their dad, Bob Hurley.
They're 18 months apart. They shared a bedroom. We'd be practice partners, wiffle ball partners, go-kart competitions. Sip, there was always the rivalry because they're 18 months apart.
The combination of the Hurley boys being close in age and growing up in the New York metropolitan area helped them form an attitude that is a big part of who they are today.
Well, they're city guys. You go to the playgrounds and you go to the recreation gyms and you're always playing against older guys. In order to get respect, you have to be able to function in the games with older guys and have poise and be tough. It's a lifelong ambition to be good at this.
The Hurley brothers are known for their fiery coaching styles and antics on the sideline. Bobby and Dan share a similar approach to the game, and throughout the season, the two brothers and their father often talk to one another about ASU and UConn. During Bobby's contract extension press conference last week, he explained how his family's relationship is to this day.
My dad and I talk frequently, about the team. He watches very close. I send him practices. He watches the team, and then he'll, give me some guidance on what he sees and stuff. And my brother and I are way more. We've been sounding boards for each other like forever since we've been doing this. Like, we talk to each other every day of every game. And so we both understand the stress, the pressure, how you feel before the game.
Prior to UConn winning the national championship this past Monday, Bobby had a great appreciation for the run his brother's team was going on.
It's been special for me to be able to, track my brother and spend time with him and watch what he's doing. It's been inspiring for me to see, what he's done with that team and how far he's taken it. And it's been, super so proud of him and I've enjoyed just seeing that. And again, it makes me hungrier as a coach to want to, take more steps here and try and do something special.
Up until Dan's championship, he had been overlooked as a family member when it comes to basketball. Bobby won two national championships as a player at Duke, and their dad, Bob, is a Hall of Fame inductee. Finally, Dan reached the pinnacle of college basketball, and afterward, he expressed what it meant for himself and his family.
Obviously, for me, I've had my own path, my own journey. I think a lot of people, I've probably done it to myself by being such an intense, fiery coach that people have always focused more on, the sideline kind of antics than they have on, my total body of work over the course of my career. There's not many coaches who are as successful as my teams were at St. Benedict's, at Wagner in Rhode Island. There's not many coaches in the country that have won 25 games or more in three different programs and now have a national championship. So obviously there's a certain level of validation that's going to come from this. I just feel like my career in coaching, even prior to this, I think most coaches, maybe I don't do a great job kissing the media's ass and presenting, this image that's incredibly likable, but I am who I am. I'm where I'm from Jersey City, and this is how people from Jersey City act.
The Hurley family from Jersey City has become basketball royalty for their rich history of success that just keeps on growing. A national championship under Dan's belt and a contract extension for Bobby has the Hurleys continuing to add to their family's legacy. I'm Sam Eddy, Cronkite Sports.
Sophomore on ASU's football team, Javen Jacobs spent the 2022 season as just a wide receiver for the Sun Devils. However, in 2023, Jacobs began a new role for the Sun Devils, playing both running back and wide receiver. As the game of football evolves, we're seeing more and more players who can excel at playing multiple positions on the field. We've seen it in the NFL with guys like Taysom Hill and Cordarrelle Patterson. And folks, it's possible Kenny Dillingham found his Taysom Hill. Sophomore Javen Jacobs has been getting reps at both wide receiver and running back in the spring. And let's just say the former 1,000-yard rusher in high school is not shying away from the task.
Wherever they need me to play, I'm willing to do it. I'm excited for it. So, it's nothing for me. I'm used to being versatile and playing both receiver and running back. That's what I did in high school. So, it's very natural for me.
It's no secret that Jacobs' versatility has not gone unnoticed by the coaching staff at Arizona State. One of the coaches who has taken notice is Sun Devils wide receiver coach Ryan Jenkins.
You know, Javen is a very versatile athlete. When he was at Saguaro, they used him all over the field, receiver, running back, returner, and he's one of those rare guys that has an ability to play at multiple positions, and so he's had a great spring so far, and I'm excited to see him get loose at running back.
It's still early in the spring season, so not much is set in stone for ASU football. However, one thing is certain. Javen Jacobs is going to be a major player for the Sun Devils this fall. Reporting for Cronkite News, this is Harris Hicks. If you've tried to tune into your hometown team on MLB TV and ran into trouble finding the game, you're not alone. Cronkite Sports' Jeff Hinkle highlights the trouble of the blackouts.
For many baseball fans around the Valley, the easiest way to watch a baseball game is sitting at home on the couch and relaxing. Unfortunately for some, they can't watch the Diamondbacks due to MLB.TV regional blackout restrictions. This problem isn't only regionalized to the state of Arizona, but all throughout the country. For example, in the state of Iowa, according to the most recent data from 2019, residents can't watch the Brewers, Twins, Royals, Cardinals, White Sox, or Cubs games. That's one-fifth of all MLB teams that residents in the state of Iowa can't watch. With MLB looking for ways to grow the game, like implementing rules in order to shorten the game time, Jack Williams has an idea of a very easy way to help grow the game.
As a sport, we want to be bringing people in, not pushing people away, and getting rid of the blackout is just a great way to get people in.
Jack lives 4 hours away from his favorite team, the New York Mets, but still can't watch them on MLB.TV.
I live like 4.5 hours from Citi Field and can't watch the Mets on anything but local. I feel like blackout policies are just outdated.
Talks have ensued to try and eliminate blackouts, and strides have been made at the minor league level to provide minor league games blackout free. So hope may be on the horizon for many baseball fans not only in Arizona, but around the country. From Cronkite Sports, I'm Jeff Hinkle.
The Sacramento Kings ended their long playoff drought last week, clinching a spot in the 2023 NBA playoffs. San Francisco Giants starting pitcher and Rockland native Logan Webb is one of the team's biggest supporters, watching every game he can. Cronkite Sports reporter Caitlin Perahinog spoke to Webb earlier this spring about his love for the hometown Kings.
Logan Webb's support for the Sacramento Kings can be traced back to the early 2000s when Jason Williams led Sacramento to a winning season for the first time in nearly 20 years.
I think Jason Williams was honestly the one that got me to like really love the Kings just because he was so much fun to watch.
Webb's favorite teams growing up also include the Oakland A's and the Oakland Raiders. With all three teams experiencing unsuccessful runs, Webb has had his fair share of losing seasons.
My teams growing up, I picked the Raiders and the Kings, and so I went through a lot of losing seasons.
Even through the tough years, Webb remained loyal to the Kings, which is common among sports fans. Many stay notoriously devoted to their teams for life. What's not common is the Kings' 16-year playoff drought, the longest in North American pro sports, up until this season, of course. Webb would still watch the games from start to finish, expressing his support on social media. Their last playoff appearance came in 2006, when Webb was only 9 years old.
There were some years where we'd lose by 30, 40 a night. But I would always watch them. I don't know why, I love watching them. I love the Kings.
However, with the Raiders making the playoffs in 2022 and the Kings clinching their spot in the playoffs for the first time since the 2005-06 season, Webb is hopeful about his team's future.
Yeah, the Raiders made the playoffs last year, and then I think the Kings got a good chance to do it this year, so I'm excited just to... It's a good time to be a fan of those teams, you know?
Time will tell how far the Kings will go in the playoffs, but for now, Webb is excited to see playoff basketball back in Sacramento. Caitlin Perahinog, Cronkite News.
That's all for this week. The Sweet Spot is produced by Cronkite News Phoenix Sports Bureau. Thank you to March Madness and Hayden Silly for providing additional audio. I'm your host, Harris Hicks, and make sure to find and subscribe to The Sweet Spot anywhere you listen to your podcast.